Good evening, and welcome to Quantum Sound Therapy Teleseminar. My name is Helena Riley, and I'd like to welcome all of you for, whether you're listening in present time or in future time, welcome all of you to this new energy, to the birth of this new energy. I'd like to especially begin by asking you to close your eyes, and I'd like to invoke an emerald green light with a black opaque disc, extending about 30 feet in diameter to protect us from any energies that could be extraneous, and just ask for the highest good for all for this call. And to call in all of those guides and assistants and helpers. So this is the beginning of a new era, as you know. Thank you for shifting that energy. And it's difficult to talk about, actually. I apologize to anyone who might have been offended by the information on the 5G. It had just come in from several sources of people that were getting agitated, that hadn't been previously agitated, mostly healers and some with measurement tools. Such as Dr. Jen in Palo Alto, and she has the fiber scan, and it measures radiation, and she was observing an increase in radiation. So she'll be sharing also the Miracle iCube and some of the other iCubes in her clinic. But it wasn't meant to alarm anyone, or to create fear, nor was I stating that or implying even that we have the solution, because indeed our consciousness tools were created for just that. And tonight we'll be listening to a recording that we had with Hilarion when we were asked actually to alter all of our manufacturing so that we could create these own pockets, the portable units to protect people from the fields that we're about to be submerged in. And it was sort of a future fantasy that was back in 2015, where it was still quite subtle. So we're going to be listening to that, exactly how the energy works, which is the energy of the iCubes, because it is generating, because they are scalar energy coils and they are generating a vortex or the counter-rotational or cancellation effects, because of the way the scalar coils are wound and are directing the energy, they meet at the middle and it creates what some call zero point or cancellation effect. And the idea actually, in truth, on another dimensional level, is to raise your resonance to the point where you actually adapt to what your system is capable of adapting. And some people might say that you're increasing your frequency or raising the resonance of your cells, actually, because the DNA moves very, very quickly, and that's where some of the non-physicals are concerned that the 5G is going to have tremendous impact on the DNA in the future, in the successive generations. And so this wasn't to create fear, it was to create awareness, because many aren't aware that many of these towers are already constructed. And if you watch some of those videos, and there's, you know, there is definitely a lot of strange energy in some of those videos, but there's also a lot of information and research. But if you do, you know, look into it and start looking around, I started to notice some of the potential, the ones that are actually potentially the 5G towers that are being constructed. And what's important at this point is to begin to realize that the energy field is going to be changing quite a bit on Earth, and that raising your frequency and being aware is more important than ever, because, and I'm going to make a few very concrete suggestions. So we're going to have, we're going to listen to a recording, and it's only about 6 minutes. I'm going to then make a few concrete suggestions. I'll make one right now in case people are needing to leave or come in a little bit late, and I'll mention it again, is that I do recommend if you have the own pockets that you walk around with them, and also if you have any of the eye cubes, you might consider putting them in the areas closer to where you're sleeping so that you create a more powerful field in that area if you can, in fact, sleep in the presence of the IQ. Some people it enhances sleep, and so it just varies person to person. So those are two of the suggestions. I'll also be making some dietary suggestions just to eliminate radiation. And of course, at this time, a lot of it is just understanding that the energies are in fact shifting. And not to be overly concerned, but to be doing what we're able to do, whatever that might be. And in the case of people with the eye cubes, and especially when you're walking around town and you might be in areas and fields of energy that are where there are a number of 5G towers that you may or may not be seeing, to keep your own pocket running is going to be a very important thing, and to keep your eye cubes running in your home as well, 24/7, of course. So we're going to take a listen to how the scalar energy provides the cancellation effect that allows you to adapt to these new energies.
The EMF energies and the extraneous energy that are causing problems in the household. What effect do any of our instruments do to help deal with that?
It is a fascinating and profound area of extensive research by many of the non-physical beings who are very concerned about the effects of EMF in the environment. Your technologies, all of them, have beneficial effects in this regard. There is no direct effect, of course, measurable such as you would get with a shield or something that would show you that the EMFs are significantly changing, as when measured with an averaging meter, etc. But in the person, the way in which the body becomes susceptible, it's an almost allergic response. And this is very much frequency dependent. Frequencies in particular of 60 and 120 hertz, which are so prevalent in lighting fixtures that are blinking at a fast rate, such as fluorescent, and the sensitivity to the physical body of the constant influence of sine waves at 60 cycles, is profound. In Europe and in other places in the world, 50 cycles, of course, and 100 cycles as the first harmonic are very prevalent as well. So, in this way, the body is much better able to adapt by stimulation with any of your technologies. Those which seem more focused on the physical body, focus, for instance, or any of the frequencies that are working on any of the organs, any of these seem to have benefit. But in discussion today of Awaken and Bones, many of those very interested in all of this are particularly excited with this opportunity to significantly reduce the long-term effects of EMF on the body. Short-term effects are relatively easy to measure with cell cultures, and from such, many implications have been made using the various cell studies. But people are really not concerned about that. They are looking at long-term effects, the tendency towards various cancers, etc. Because these are essentially cleanup procedures that the body is trying to accomplish, the averting of the issue in the first place can, of course, be profound and helpful. The difficulty with all of this, naturally, is in any sort of scientific proof. Outside of cell cultures, you really only have animal studies to confirm the tendency of your technology to significantly reduce people's sensitivity to EMF. The EMF frequencies that are of greater concern, particularly amongst many at the non-physical level, are at the higher frequency ranges. The low gigahertz, high megahertz that are so currently utilized by cell phones, and more importantly, cell phone towers, satellite dishes, and various intercommunication among cell phone towers are particularly problematic. This is because at those higher frequencies, they penetrate much more deeply. They have direct disruption of DNA mechanisms, which move at high frequency. After all, the DNA is a spring shape, which is under constant oscillation. And those oscillation frequencies can be significantly affected by cell phone frequencies and so on. These are primarily long-term effects. Although there are some short-term effects observed, most of the difficulties may take a generation or two to show up. You may see these in individuals, but it is in their children and their children's children that many at the non-physical level are very concerned. It is unfortunate that there is a gradually but persistent increasing dependence on cellular communication, and it is those frequency ranges that do seem to be affected as well by your technology. Many of the devices you work with all have properties to reduce the ways in which the cell phone frequencies can be harmful. This is because a new frequency is exerted that is beneficial to the cells, and this overrides or swamps out the subtler but persistent influence of cell phone frequencies. The places where this is not so successful is in proximity to cell towers. Fortunately, most of these are not located next to people. Although people often are near them, they are not usually in high concentrations, and most cell towers are attempted to be placed on top of office buildings in urban environments or places where people don't have to work or live or, especially for children, play or go to school right next to them. But at the same time, there is a constant demand for more cells, meaning more frequencies, more towers, more dishes, etc. And it is this which clearly has many issues associated with it. So we see that as your technologies are able to be more widely dispersed, there is greater strengthening taking place in people as a result. Ultimately, people's awareness of the difficulty may resolve the problem. But in the meantime, you are in a state where increasing communication is going to increase electromagnetics of all types, with the most likely faster increase being that amongst the higher frequency, the cell phone, etc., radio wave communication. Does this answer your question?
Yes, it does. And boy, I'm so grateful that we do have these coils out there working and are growing. I think this new project that we're completing with the voice and this and online stuff that we're developing with Randy, so people can just download it onto their unit, is going to really be helpful for the whole planet, I think.
Indeed.
So as you can see, the as the field gets stronger, and of course that recording was not to discuss specifically 5G towers, which are going to be supposedly placed closer together and are closer to the homes. So we were just warning you just to pay attention. And as you can see, we're dealing with frequency. So the frequencies have their own power to register and to make impact, to create impact on the cellular level. So it's very interesting, frequency to frequency. And the idea is to begin to be continually immersed in quantum coherent fields of energy, frequencies that are beneficial, and to utilize, to live within those fields. And this is why, you know, for many years we've said we're really from the future, because we actually have solutions at a high level that will not be understood fully, because the mechanisms to study them fully are not existent yet. But it's important to realize that these are here for the protection from these fields of energy that are now beginning to spring, that have now become very strong and are going to spring up. And that was the point of tonight's session. And so the OhmPocket, particularly for those that have been inquiring, is to protect you as you walk around, because if let's say you're in an urban environment, there will be increasing numbers of 5G towers that your body, your field, will be walking through, or you may be working in an office building that has a 5G tower on top of it. So that's the relative, that is the issue, to develop the awareness and to use the technology. Each technology that we add to the planet will indeed strengthen the field. And that's one of the key things, is that it is not a shield, as Clarence says, which you can actually buy, a physical shield. It is something that's going to interact with the biological organism in the cells and raise the frequency so that you are not allergic, do not develop this allergic response to the 5G. And you're going to see, for those of you that are healers listening to Present or Future, you're going to see what appears to be an allergic reaction to this intensive microwave energy. And tonight we're also going to hear a brief interview with Robert Loy when we were discussing the design of the Om Pocket and its purpose on the planet. And that's what we were told exactly, that the fields of energy would become so thick that it would create issues for the biological organism. And it's always important to remember that this work is multidimensional. So anything we're saying, and it is for the evolution of consciousness. It was never created as something it wasn't created with the purpose of counteracting these various toxic energetics. It just happens to raise the frequencies of your own cellular structure to the level where you become less susceptible. And that's the key. And also we can affect future generations by doing things like placing Om Pockets around their crib. And we're going to be welcoming Eric Paliuka, one of the new Miracle Brand Ambassadors, and his partner Christina will be welcoming a new child anytime now. And I do feel, and that's going to be a big event, and Avalon, and we do feel that some of these children are actually choosing to live within these fields, because they're coming in as quite conscious, awake, older souls, and they're choosing to be born into these fields of energy. They may actually be the ones behind the scenes orchestrating the parents that might have these energies. And we also, Angelica had another granddaughter. So again, born into the field of the miracle, or having that exposure. And I'd like, just so you do understand, that our purpose is always to awaken consciousness, but at the same time, in order to hold the awakened energy, the physical structure, in order to hold an awakened pineal, an awakened third eye, the physical structure has to have a certain level of strength and physical capability. And we've seen this over and over again, that when we're not able to hold the energy, it actually shuts down periodically. So let's say many of you have probably been experiencing this. You feel your third eye open, and at times it becomes too much, or you see visions. And we'll be doing a meditation on a regular basis to help you to deal with those new energies and to help you to awaken and to accept that. But before one can actually hold those energies, it is absolutely imperative that the physical body, that you gain an understanding of the energies that you are interacting with, and also that you strengthen the physical structure. So I'd like to also welcome, we're going to be listening to an interview with Robert Loy, who is the co-founder and the creator of the Scalar Coil. And this was in advance, where we began to understand, and I think it's important to realize historically that when we were doing this at first, it was really voice analysis in one coil, and that was only really used during the time of the voice sessions. Because when this was all created in the 90s, we didn't have these issues of wireless fields. And so looking back on it, the iCubes that we started to create in 2007 were some future solutions to impact evolution. And also many are saying in rather dramatic and hysterical ways, which probably knows not our style at all, they're saying that, you know, this is to shut down the awakening and it's done consciously. And I think it is more done pragmatically to accelerate speeds of downloads and to allow us to, for example, deal with artificial intelligence, which will involve a whole nother level of bandwidth. So it's just one of the prices we're going to pay for these advances in technology. But I'd like, we're going to listen to Robert Loy, and Robert has been working on this for over 40 years. So I'd like to welcome him and his input. And his journey has been a long one with this, because you can only work with the consciousness, the collective consciousness, as it evolves. And there are many resistances to technologies that involve the spiritual. I don't think there's any resistance to technologies that either involve health or, you know, watching a movie faster. I think those are artificial intelligence, but let's take a listen to Robert. He's been a long-standing pioneer, and he chooses not to be on the calls at this time directly, so we'll listen to this. And it really does show the forethought that's gone into these creations, and they're here to protect you in the present and future, and also to protect your offspring and their offspring, so that we don't get sucked into the thickening wireless fields.
Hello, Robert.
Hello, Helena. How are you doing today?
Very well, very well. We are glad to have you, and we're going to get right into business here, because the Pocket iCube is really a very new approach, and I think it's very important to hear from you what inspired you, what made you suddenly think that the iCube should be something that we carry on our person.
I was thinking from the idea of protection, if anything else. I see that even in the latest movies that have been coming out, that people are talking about the various problems, health challenges that they're having, and of course we know that the majority of the problems people are encountering at this time in space is all based upon the EMF, the cell phones, the towers, fluorescent lights. All of these energies are taking their toll on the physical body, and, of course, that's having a huge effect on the DNA. Whether humanity knows it now, they will see it in the next couple of generations, because unless something is done, this problem is going to continue. And so I felt the only way to deal with this, because we've already made static machines that people have in their home or in their office, and that's putting out a coherent field for them and helping to protect them when they come home. But what happens when they leave the home? What are they going to do? And so it just became a logical thing that somehow I'm going to have to find a way to make a portable unit.
And I understand that it required so many changes, so something very profound and deep moved inside of you to have to make all of the changes to the business that were required. And I also understood that, of course, because I've been part of it, but many don't really understand this part, that we began to understand that not only would it protect people from extraneous energies, emotional energies, their own negativity, their own fears, but it also would act as an antidote to the wireless fields that are becoming more and more dense and that actually are dragging the energy down much more than people realize. Would you like to comment on that?
Well, as you just mentioned, it was a big undertaking, because we you know, when you have been building something for a number of years and you've got all your pieces lined up, all of a sudden we need to come into it and miniaturize it. And when you're miniaturizing what we have, our proprietary technology, it's really difficult. We had to design and build brand new custom equipment. And when you move from a static instrument to a physical moving instrument, it opens up a whole new world of opportunities, because movement brings other angles in. And so when you can go into this room, all of a sudden we had to come up with a way to create this on a level that we could actually afford it and get through what the learning curve of it was going to be. And surprisingly, I didn't know, really, if you follow any of my readings before, I didn't know exactly how it was going to turn out, which is normally the case. It just give me the viewing screen, and then I start going from there. But as time went on, I saw so many changes take place, and every step that we took, it brought us to another level of understanding and miniaturization. And the whole structure of it begins in the core of the divine coils themselves. And so when you start making smaller geometric shapes, it opens up a whole new doorway of, well, incredible powers and abilities that we had not been capitalizing on. So once we built this, we really didn't know what we were going to do with it or how it was going to play itself. And so we built it, and we started to share it with our friends, as you well know, and all of a sudden it was like the pocket was beginning to show us what it was about and what to do with it. So for my side, it's been an incredible journey of what its capabilities are. We're still learning that. But the feedback that we've had is just amazing, and as you well know.
Yes, well, we should have called it the magical mystery pocket, because when it did come in, we actually, first of all, it was much more powerful. Even it generated a very strong field even without being plugged in. So for months, we were walking around without playing any frequencies through it, other than our own tones, and so because it did generate a field. And then we've discovered that we can amplify that and make it even much more useful to people with a soundtrack, and now we have refined a specific soundtrack. But I wanted to ask you about your impressions, how you think that the pocket, the scalar vortex mirror coil in the pocket, acts as an antidote to wireless fields. And just so that everyone listening knows, the pocket does have one of the scalar vortex mirror coils in the center, as well as inert noble gases. So it's built in a similar way. The size and shape, it's very small. You can fit it in your hand. And therefore the size was reduced of the coil and everything inside of it. And so that is the manufacturing issues that we had to deal with. And we're actually, we're resolving and getting ready to be able to build, you know, a greater quantity. Because there are some things that everything is really custom made in the shop other than things like the wires. So we've had to adapt every process. But I just wanted you to comment on how you perceive this as acting as an antidote to wireless fields as people carry it throughout their day.
Well, when you go back to, you know, that we're just actually swimming in a sea of all these extraneous energies, and it's having its toll on us. So you can see that these experiences alone are bringing, well, you just have to look at the news and you can see what people are suffering, and so many diseases that were for older people and now are beginning to appear for younger people. And so we begin to see that this is a massive problem that needed to be directed. And the only way that we know how to do it is when you, like in our technologies, we produce a vortex. And most people, when they're dealing with coils and what have you, they are actually producing magnetic fields. But our unit does not produce a magnetic field. You know, it's like we produce a reverse energy that is never present in any kind of coil. And that energy is what we call the vortex. It sort of draws what's around it in the environment. It neutralizes, if you will, and it discharges itself. So it's actually causing a grounding effect. So if you have this on your person, where you might be in a restaurant or somewhere with all these other energies going on, you have it in your pocket, you'll soon see that things have changed, how you feel, what was normally happening. These things seem to just not have that influence on you. And in fact, it's displaying the very thing it's supposed to be doing. It's showing that if you are in a coherent field of energy, such as what is being generated by the vortex, then you are not subject to those energies that are around you. They are there, but they're neutralizing anything that comes near you or that you interact with. And so all of a sudden it makes a huge change on how you felt and how you, you know, how your day goes, because that was the importance of it. But I didn't really see it as that when we began. This was really a pleasant experience because I hadn't moved these instruments before like that, to put them into a moving car and see what the experience was, or to go at higher speeds. I feel strongly on this that every long-haul truck driver should have one in their cab with them, because it'll help them to not only be more aware when they're driving, but also take a lot of the stress off them from just what people encounter. And we're already seeing that presenting itself on a daily basis with the with how many we have now. We get stories continuously of something that was just a big problem just seemed to disappear for them, simply because they are now living in a portable field of coherent energy.
That's the bubble, the coherent bubble that I used to ask for as a child when I left the house. Could you manufacture a coherent, I wouldn't have known that word, but I used to ask my mother if she could make a bubble to protect me. Not from EMS, but just from energies that I was feeling. I just noticed as a child that what I felt in the sanctuary of my home was very different than what I felt when I went out. So I asked if they could make me something. And this is exactly what we created here. And what's odd, and it's just as odd to us, is that we didn't really know until we've had the experience. Even the words are difficult for us to grasp and explain. And though we've been testing this for 6 months, we really didn't know what the experience was. Recently, I had Robert make some new frequency soundtracks that I've been testing, and I actually have gotten completely addicted to certain of the soundtracks, which, because it was so beneficial for me as I go through my day, we've now created a custom soundtrack. And it's important to understand that though we did and have been mastering the physical production, and it does contain many of the components that are in the iCubes, not all of them. It doesn't have an amplifier, for example, or a speaker. It is an energy field that we also did not understand. And so we are explaining this also from a state of innocence. And it also turns out to be the most powerful. And the reason for that, powerful in different ways, the reason for that is that people have to move through time and space. And they actually are making decisions. So if you constantly in their lives, that's the great opportunity here. So if you're feeling about 5, 10, 15% better, and I would say that it's cumulative, the effects. So if you're feeling better and better, or you anchor into clarity because you have this device with you, your life will improve exponentially in time. And that's what we've been observing in the group. But I did want to make the point that we are as innocent as all of you listening. So whether you're listening in February of 2015 or in February of 2016, this was created and turned out to be the biggest phenomenon and the most substantial surprise in our work, because we
the moderator has left the conference.
These energy fields, and we were very happy with the power being generated from the stationary iCubes, wouldn't you say, Robert?
Oh, absolutely. And it surprises me, as you know from following my history. I just follow what I'm supposed to do, but nobody says, this will do this and this will do this. I just do it. And then we get this end result, and then we figure, well, what is it doing? And it continues to grow like that. And I realize, oh, my God, this is an incredible piece of technology. And yet it was so simple, but not so simple, because it was difficult for us to miniaturize it and to go to the levels that we did. And of course, the budget is always a part of the game. And then when you look at what we've had to go through and the machines and everything going on. But here we are. How long has this new one been on?
Well, that's a good question.
6 months?
About 6 months.
But
it's been over a year since we actually had to purchase a certain new machine to change the size of the coils. That purchase occurred over a year ago now. And so the process, and it's important that people understand this too, the process of creation, you know, the devil is in the details. The process is always a lot more than you can conceive of. And everything from the plastics that you have to buy, but also the cores that you have to create, everything had to change. We're actually still manifesting some changes, what we've actually just completed and solidified this. But it's important to understand that it is quite time-consuming. And what we've been saying about it is that we were happy with the stationary iCubes because they've had such an impact on all of our environments and our consciousness development and on our meditations and on the way we anchor into our reality on the quantum field. And we were very, very pleased with that, but we were pushed to take this one step further. And this is for everyone's benefit. That being said, how do you feel and how has your experience been of how the pocket would protect you, as would protect someone listening on the phone as they move through the day? How do you see that happening energetically?
Well, besides the personal field that they're going to be in and carrying with them, this is obviously, it does that, it takes care of that. But there's also other options here. As you are well aware, for the last, 16, 18 months, we've been working on the cloud sound therapy system. And where we've now been able to take this to another level is that anybody can, for as little as $19.95, get their voice analysis done. And this will determine what is going on with them energetically and what's in their voices in their life, as you are well aware. And 10 seconds of taking a sample, we can get a 27-minute frequency program that can then be installed in the pocket IQ. And the beauty of that is not only does it deliver with the personal frequency it needed to be balanced and what have you, but it also generates 7 element pairs from the periodic table that needed attention. So it gives a tool, it gives a frequency that gives it even more personality that can be added to your pocket IQ. And so now a person could actually have that done. It gets loaded. They install it on their pocket IQ. And now that's generating whatever they're needing at that particular time for a week or so before they get another one done. And so it just continues and continues to help the end user to be exposed to the energies that it needs, because the voice told us what it needs. There again, that's the genius and award-winning analysis software code that we've had for years now, and now it's really found a home for itself that we can do globally, which excites me to no end.
Yes, it is really amazing. And it's important to say, actually I was talking to one of the tribe members, Kate Schmidt, and she really stressed to me that I should share that this work is not just for our benefit on any level. I know many people probably don't really understand this, but we're leaving a legacy here, and part of it is to create a trust that many will be a part of, and so that it's passed on generationally. And that when the tools and instruments are available on the planet to measure exactly, for example, what the pocket does to the brainwave patterns, exactly what it does to your biology, to your chemistry, to your thought, to your ability to learn, when that is really measurable, and that's supposedly about 250 to 350 years, believe it or not, that is when the instruments will be sort of more like having an iPhone. And now it is your soul that's drawing you to even to be listening to this conversation. As I said, whether it's in present time, Wednesday night, 8:30 p.m., or whether it's in 5 years from now, it is your soul drawing you into this because you're seeking something that will bring greater coherence, greater love, greater clarity, and you're to commend yourself that you're listening. And the pocket, on another level, we can talk about this. The pocket is an instrument that is designed to help you to listen to the guidance that is always coming in. We're never alone, as you know. I hope you know. And it is also to allow you to activate and be connected to the causal body, which is where all of the information lies, so that you become the being that you were intended and designed to be while you're here on Earth. And so the pocket, that's the big difference. That's the aha. The pocket, since it travels with you, is the key that opens the door to the causal body. It opens the door to the soul. It is your soul that brought you here to even to listen to us talk about this. And our enthusiasm is not feigned, and I really want to make this distinction. It is not a marketing gimmick. I know you are marketed to thousands of times every day, and this is an instrument that is for your transformation and your growth. It is for your clarity. It is to allow you to walk through your walk in life with a greater experience. It is for your personal happiness as well. But it really is to connect you to the source of wisdom that's available. And so you're not always getting thrown off. And most of us are really unconscious about the fields of energy we're passing through and how it affects our own energy field, our thoughts, our emotions, our mind, our brain. Bob likes to call it, you know, we all call it the collective consciousness. And I wondered if you'd like to comment on that, Bob, that the impact that carrying a pocket cube might have on your digestion or your assimilation of the collective consciousness, how it might change your life in this sense.
Well, the whole story of life is what's in your voice is in your life. And we have that ability to capture that and through the 40-some-odd years of doing this, and thousands, we see the repetitive patterns of what people are carrying. And here you have a chance to begin to change in a way that will allow you to continue to endure and to move ahead because you break those habits. You are worthy. You'll find that you are loving and you're worth loving. This is the saddest part is when I watch the news and I see what's going on out there and I think to these people, what has happened to them that they would behave like this? How far can they get lost or misguided that they think doing these things are the things to be done? And when you look at where did the love go? Where did the joy go? And so my mission here, my time here, is to leave these tools so that people that do find them and do come onto this pathway of self-development, they will, in fact, begin to see very quickly changes in their life. And from changing one person can change a family, and one family can change a community. So it doesn't take a lot to make the changes, but it takes a beginning. And I can honestly say that in my journey here, I have made everything possible, as simple as possible, for those that end up finding this thing, because I'll be long gone before it even gets to any real notoriety in the world. But step by step, it'll happen, because we are bringing in these new divine sciences. And who in the world is ready for that? Not too many. But that was my mission. That was my mission here to do it. So here I am. So while I'm here, take advantage of me. When I'm gone, it's gone. This will continue because I've put in place for it to continue, but the work that I've done will be completed.
So anything else you want to say about that?
Be happy.
Yeah.
I wish I would have known that. So many years back, I wouldn't have had to do so much to try to get to the levels of silence that I now have the privilege of living in.
Yeah.
It took a lot of work to get to that, and now it is now so easy to just to go to the silence.
Yes, and that is, the tools are designed to help you to go to the silence, even for a few seconds.
And when you hit the silence, you hit the breathless state. When you hit the breathless state, all is revealed. You will have truly your divine experience of your divine self. It's waiting for you. You just got to get these higher glands back online, as we said before, and get these systems working the way they should, and stay out of bad energy.
Stay out of bad energy.
Yeah.
And I guess one of the things that, if you wanted to comment on the difference between anchoring a vortex using, for example, the theta love, because that's what this teleseries is about, is the Theta Love 100 tribe. So how it would be anchored with a Theta Love that's in a permanent space for most people versus a pocket, sort of like a satellite almost.
Well, anybody that has any, well, as an example, the Theta Love, you're now generating a very huge field of this technology because it's being run through amplifiers and there's the big coils inside of them. And so you're actually not only doing service to your home and your environment, but your community as well. So one of the biggest problems, even when we released that a long time ago, which is in my world a long time, it was told at the very beginning that it bringing love, people feeling love, feeling they deserve love, would be the most difficult of our tasks. And when it came out, I just couldn't believe that it really was true. People were, they didn't think they were worth it. They didn't think they were loving. They didn't think all those things that everybody throws out in their world of treatment to each other. And so anybody that gets a Theta Love and begins to use it and generate it in their